Vision.com.
What's on your mind is underway. Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god from Cape Fire, Mitchell. We're here to facilitate a conversation today on the program, as always, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Just tell us what's on your mind by dialing 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. From time to time, we get calls and questions about different scientific studies that are out there related to global warming. And we asked Christopher Horner to help us analyze the latest UN report that has been dominating news headlines the last couple of days. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute and has written two books on global warming, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Environmentalism, and my personal favorite, Red Hot Lies: How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. So, under that premise, who better to analyze whether or not the UN Global Warming Report is full of facts and legitimate concerns, or threats, fraud, and deception designed to keep us misinformed. And before we go to Chris, Bob and Westhope wanted to weigh in on the global warming-related school closings that we've had. I'm waiting for a little of that global warming, especially with the April Fool's blizzard dig-out continuing. How about you, Bob?
We didn't get nothing. We have yesterday we did not get no snow. The sun was trying to get through the clouds, but it did a good job of doing that. And a wind was maybe around 20 miles an hour at the highest. Otherwise, it was beautiful. Everything like that was marked from here through the north part of Van Hook Arm and all the way over to Watford City. There was clear roads.
Well, I guess it's a reason to move to the north central part of North Dakota and avoid all this crazy weather activity.
For at least this year.
Or you lucked out this time around. Sure. All right. And so you just called to taunt us and tell us you had global warming up there. You were okay or what?
Well, we're all right, but I was just going to respond to this gal over at Grand Forks that talked about when they close schools, the kids should stay home instead of going to the malls.
Yeah.
And I believe in her. She is right. Them kids should not be uptown running around and whatever. Then they should be home doing their homework.
Right, but that's a parent's role, isn't it, rather than close the malls or close the movie theaters? That was my
point. Yeah. Really, that they wouldn't have to close them. They should just keep their kids home. But that's a hard thing to do nowadays.
It is indeed. Good to hear from you, Bob. Appreciate the call. Thanks
a
bunch.
You're
welcome at 800-228-0550. Chris Horner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute back with us on What's On Your Mind. How are you, Chris?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Glad to have you join us. I'm sure fresh off just pouring through this latest UN Global Warming Report. This is a doozy. The one thing I noticed is you know, buzz phrases like global warming could spiral out of control. John Kerry saying the cost of inaction are catastrophic. It seems like the rhetoric is heating up. What's going on?
There's a combination of the real politicians like John Kerry's rhetoric heating up and the small p politicians, the folks who run this group, which is not a scientific body. Their website acknowledges they don't do science. They issue proclamations and reports. Having read the tea leaves, because look, this movement and this group, which works very closely with we have to acknowledge an extraordinarily well-funded pressure campaign, they have access to all sorts of polling, and they work very well on how to best sell their document. Because again, it's a public affairs outfit, it's an intergovernmental panel on climate change. His website says they don't do science. So they notice that, look, people notice what's called a plateau. It's called a pause in temperatures for, 17 years, not predicted by any model, because that means they know it's going to continue. People have figured this out. People have realized looking out the window doesn't square with these projections, the computer models, and so on, which this entire movement is premised. And so they're toning it down a little bit from the apocalyptic demands. They're still saying that, you know, the seas will boil, the skies turn blood red, dogs and cats will be living together. But we need you to focus also not only on rationing, but on adaptation. That's sensible on their part, though people like John Kerry are still running around with their emphasis on the skies falling.
So if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is, number one, we've got a bunch of people who are not scientists, you know, that are designed with a pressure campaign, heating up the rhetoric because basically the jig's up on much of the scare tactics on global warming. Nobody's buying it anymore, so we got to scream louder? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, in part, but also scream differently. Scream louder and scream differently. What they're doing is, I think they recognize this movement's lost an awful lot of credibility, okay? And so when they just run around still screaming about skies falling so we have to take stuff away and ration and so on, they're going to get nowhere quickly. And they've seen how, on the international front, they've gotten nowhere. So what they're saying is, well, look, we'll look at doing what mankind's always done in the face of something that's always changed, which is climate, and we'll focus on adaptation. So they're adapting. So, look, there are a lot of scientists involved here. That doesn't mean they're not activists. There are also a lot of non-scientists involved, and there are a lot of people who may be scientists in one field, but they're only called climate scientists because they agree with this mantra. You know, the world's leading climate scientist is, depending on who you speak to, James Hansen, who's an astronomer. Rajendra Pachauri, the head of the IPCC, who's actually a railway engineer and an economist. Well, economists and astronomers are climate scientists. They're even called climatologists, as are tree ring experts, if they go along with this. So, look, anybody who supports this is a climate scientist. We've all gotten used to accepting that. Even John Kerry's a climate scientist, as is the president for these purposes. You and I are not because we disagree. But what they're doing, what you see, is they're adapting to the fact that people aren't buying.
Just not believing what they're saying, so they just got to keep saying it in the new and different ways. By the way, any questions or comments on global warming in general and one of the great resources out there in exposing the game that's played here is Chris Horner. You're welcome to call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. In a nutshell, what is this report telling us? Is there anything of value in the UN Global Warming Report?
Yeah, a lot of things that have always happened are going to continue happening, particularly if you don't accept their demands. So that's not really a good pitch, is it? Because what they're saying, they're calling for massive sacrifice. They're calling for reduction in liberties and decisions being made by our betters and so on. Well, given that case, remember, you and I don't have a burden of proof. They do, and they can't meet it. So here's what they're doing. They're saying an awful lot of things that have happened in the past are going to happen in the future. They're appealing to emotion. They talk about sea level rise and droughts and storm. But meanwhile, they don't even agree with themselves. There's this Working Group 1, Working Group 2, and then Working Group 3 is the Green Jobs team that hasn't weighed in. But never forget, the guy who runs that, Otmar Edenhofer, has admitted this is not about climate. It's about redistributing the world's wealth. So that's an important admission. In case anybody ever asks you, do you really believe that's what it's about? You say, well, they do. So this Working Group 1 and Working Group 2, one of them saying things are happening and the other one saying they're not happening yet, but they will in the future. I think what's most important is what this document, this summary, is not saying. It doesn't address the growing difference between their computer model projections of what's going on and what's really going on when you look out the window. There's a real disagreement between what their computer models say and reality. They really need to address that. It's their biggest weakness. They're not addressing all of these studies in the double digits. I think it's 20, showing that, look, the claim is that your carbon dioxide, which is mostly coming from degrading biological matter, the oceans releasing it, you name it, trees exhaling it, the horrors of photosynthesis, but yours is changing the weather, supposedly. Well, to get there, they have to cook up these models that say climate is very sensitive to CO2, and it clearly isn't. And so now we've got 220 studies showing this. They're not addressing that. All these doomsday scenarios, the ocean circulation and so on, they're not addressing their real problems. So I guess that's the good news. If they had an argument about these things, by this point in the game, we'd have heard them.
Here's, by the way, the AP has just some enormous amount of reporting on this. They've just obviously breathlessly been waiting for this. And Here's one of their narratives about it. In an authoritative report, a United Nations climate panel for the first time is connecting hotter global temperatures to hotter global tempers. Top scientists are saying that climate change will complicate and worsen existing global security problems, such as civil wars, strife between nations, and refugees. Now, again, they're calling themselves scientists here, and they're saying hotter temperatures linked to hotter tempers. This seems to me to be like a Saturday Night Live skit or something here. What in the world? We don't have time for you to answer that in detail, Chris, but hold tight. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Global warming dials up our risks, according to a new UN report, which our guest is debunking. Questions or comments on it, welcome. 800-228-0550. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
About global warming. Welcome today on What's on Your Mind. We have an expert, Chris Horner, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, talking about something you no doubt heard about in the news, breathlessly reported about the UN Global Warming Report. Chris has written two books on this topic, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Environmentalism and Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. Questions, so welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So is this idea that the the weather now is going to be responsible for more global security problems and civil wars and strife between nations and refugees. Another example of sort of needing to do more things to get our attention because nobody's believing this stuff anymore. Is that what's going on, Chris?
Yes, and that's what, look, the point of these arguments has always been to appeal to emotions. So that's why they'll focus on droughts even when to the extent there's a trend, it's decreasing. Okay, less frequent, less severe, covering a smaller geographic area. But they still will trumpet it. Sea level rise. When the rate of increase, sea levels rise between glaciations, it slowed down. And so they talk about it speeding up. Why? That really appeals to emotions. People remember or have heard stories about drought, particularly your listeners, for example, the ag community, very sensitive to it. They appeal to emotion. And so now they're talking about global conflict and claim that, look, this is serious now. This is serious. This isn't just a bunch. This isn't a bunch of hippie nonsense. This is we're talking about real threats in the world and destabilization and so on. And this is going to be a Department of Defense matter. John Kerry has said, amid all that really is going on in the world, this is actually the number one threat in the world. So in the name of claiming this is really serious, they're going overboard in making clear that they're not. And they've got it a bit backward. I mean, they're talking about this leading to destabilization when, in fact, these policies, which are about energy suppression and energy rationing and wealth redistribution, you're talking about keeping the world's poor, essentially. You're paying them to stay poor, and even though it's in the name of redistribution. If you look at the policies and how they work, you're talking about actually increasing problems and increasing strife. So there's a level of cynicism here that I don't know when we crossed the line to this being very troubling, but it inarguably is now that they're invoking this. Now, claiming the end of the world, you're killing children, all that, that's serious stuff. But now they've lost all perspective, all sense of seriousness, and have just adopted this otherworldly view that if you could just break off eye contact, get the kids and back away slowly, that'd be great. But these people are in charge.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Fred and Wing, for our guest Chris Horner, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Your question, Fred?
Yes, Chris. Now, well, these people are global elitists, and they have found a way that they think that they can get some money into this global elitist movement. And this global elitist movement, you know, the Bible talks about the end times, the last 7 years are going to be terrible. Yeah, but we don't have to worry about global warming when that starts to happen. But, you know, what they're trying to do globally is they're trying to pass an air tax. Carbon dioxide is part of our air. And for the first time in the world, they needed something to tax, and everybody in the world uses air. So this is an air tax. And the global elitists are going to be all about deception in any way they can. And so I just wanted to hear your comment on that.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm trying to remember, the Club of Rome, if you're familiar with them, great. If you're not, look them up. The Club of Rome, where precisely the type of people you're talking about, the Maurice Strongs of the world, and you certainly should look him up. I've had the pleasure of testifying next to him in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee because, of course, this is about foreign relations. These are people who are wealthy. In his case, he made his money in fossil fuels and then decided, well, I'm rich. It's time to stop. It's a great time to stop. They have a group called the Club of Rome, and they wrote in their 25th anniversary self-congratulatory tract, I think it was called The First Global Revolution, but I could be wrong, that they were looking for something that would, quote, fit the bill. They had an agenda. Here's my solution. Now get me there. Find me the problem to which these answers will apply. And they said, so we decided that climate change and famine and all this would fit the bill in terms of, you can find
the Club of Rome.
In terms of how they could advance what they want. And so they said, look, it's going to be global warming, climate change, and induced famine. And so there are an awful lot of reasons. When people say, do you really think that's what it's about? You have to point out that an awful lot of supporters, not just nuts on the street, you know, that you might meet on the street, but their leaders say this. When they say, you really think it's about wealth redistribution, say, well, the head of the IPCC working group says it's about wealth redistribution. The Club of Rome says they were looking for a way, something that would fit the bill to get around to that and so on. So there are an awful lot of people leading this movement that that say the issue isn't the issue. The issue is a vehicle.
Fred, appreciate the call. Here's Dan and Dickinson with a good question I imagine a lot of our listeners have for you. Chris?
Hi, this is Dan out in Dickinson. Just kind of a quick question. When we're confronted by somebody on the left who is just so adamant that global warming is going on and that man is responsible for it, what's the response that we can give to them that will be, you know, a legitimate, you know, retraction for what they're saying? Thanks.
Well, one way is to, you can never give up on this, their apocalyptic claims, but if you want to just have a productive conversation, or at least try to have a productive conversation, agree, arguendo. I'm willing to state, for purposes of argument, that everything you say is true. In fact, it may even be worse than you say. So I'm going to put the onus on you, since you've got a burden of proof, and I'm going to relieve you of it. I'm not asking for sacrifice, money, freedom, power, anything. I don't have to prove anything. But I'll tell you what, I'll relieve you of that because it's pretty clear you can't prove it. You just insist upon it, and you think if you yell it louder, it'll be more true. What I'm going to ask you is, what do you do about it? And don't say something. Don't say act now. Don't even say we must act now. We must do something now, because I don't know how to vote for that, though sometimes Congress comes awfully close. Why don't you tell me what you would do and then tell me what the temperature will be afterward? And if you think I'm being mean, I just want to know. Whatever this is you want from me, will the temperature be any different? And here's why I'm asking. Nothing ever proposed. No carbon tax, no Kyoto Treaty, perfectly implemented for 100 years, pause, wait till after. Nothing ever proposed, according to anybody, any computer model, which is what this is based upon, would detectably impact climate. So the week after we agreed to Kyoto, Science Magazine comes out with a letter from all of these people saying, oh, I'm sorry. Did we talk about salvation? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mislead you. This is actually the first of 30 treaties. It's a bait and switch every time because it turns out nobody claims this would do anything. So it's nominally to impact the climate. And then you realize, well, actually nobody says it would impact the climate. So it's about something. It can be to you, if you desperately need this to be about climate, it can be about climate. But it's not rationally about climate. So what are you asking me to do? What impact will it have? And given that you say this is a moral issue, given that wealthier is healthier, wealthier is cleaner, wealthier is more resilient, the wealthiest climate's always changed, and the wealthiest societies have always adapted best, given that wealthier societies pay for cleaner, to parts per trillion and so on, why would you leave a poorer world to deal with something that has always happened, and there's no evidence that's outside of historical variability? Now,
after you give them that answer, call us back and let us know what the look on their face was like. I'd like that. One more question for you, Chris. Hold tight if you could.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake wants you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code Scott, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there on a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're chatting with Chris Horner. Chris has written some great books about the facts on global warming and really the cottage industry that it's become. The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Environmentalism, and Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. You were answering Dan's question on how to go about, you know, entering the arena with somebody that's convinced that global warming is a human problem, that we're causing it. Anything else you wanted to finish with for Dan's answer?
Well, I was pointing out that it's all pain, no gain, and that's a consensus. And it does lead to them saying, my final point on that will be, it gets back to the old punchline, well, now that we've agreed what you are, we're just haggling about the price. Because at that point they say, no, this will create jobs. Look, building statues of me will create jobs. Shooting convenience store clerks creates jobs. There's nothing that doesn't, quote, create jobs. You can transfer billions of dollars from Rob Peter to pay Paul, and you'll create jobs, not on net. So they'll come back and say, well, this is the way out, follow me. No, it's crony capitalism. So there's really nowhere for them to go when you point out it has no impact except on the economy. It will have no impact on the climate, but a profound impact on the economy. If they say no, it won't, you say, where has it worked? And if they point you to some success, get back to me, because the president doesn't even give that speech anymore.
The report talk about what can be done to fix this, to your point. Arguing in that way. Hey, I'm going to concede everything you say that's bad. What do we do about it? They suggest reducing carbon pollution and adapting to and preparing for changing climates with smarter development. Translate that for me. What are they saying?
If you won't give me authority and control and sacrifice and money for this reason, then I can put you in this one here for a little more. Give it to me for that reason. Let me design society for them in the following way. See, I'm just telling you how to live instead of telling you how you can't live. That seems to me to be a bit of a distinction without a difference. What they're saying is we need to adapt, but mankind's always adapted. I don't know why central planners would somehow lead to greater adaptation, but look, they're still talking about restricting access to the thing that creates wealth. The wealthy, look, where do you want to be when that same storm hits Florida and Bangladesh or Haiti? And it will. And we're not outside of variability. I know where you'd rather be, and I know why. And it all comes down to wealth, automobility, telecommunications, emergency services, institutions like insurance, resilience. You want to be in a wealthier place. Why is it wealthier? Well, we have access to abundant, reliable energy. It's the key to all of this. They want to restrict it. It will not leave you better off. Even if they say, for example, getting back to the question, and it's a good place to close if you wish, if they say, well, what if you're wrong? Well, you can say, if I'm wrong, I left the world a richer place to deal with what it always has to deal with. If you're wrong, we've left the world a poorer place to deal with something it's always going to have to deal with. And I know which is better. You'd rather be in Florida with me when that storm hits. So they're saying more from more Bangladesh, less Florida, and they're completely, absolutely wrong.
Dan and Kindred, the last call for our guest, Chris Horner, on this UN global warming report that is dominating the news here the last couple of days. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I think people should read a couple of books. There's one really good book about global warming called Heaven and Earth, Global Warming, The Missing Science by Ian Plimer. And this is a big, pretty good-sized book, and it has science in it instead of all this nonsense, blah, blah. And there's another book about mathematics and astronomy in predicting climate by Milutin Milankovic that was written, I think, in the 1930s. And when there's three things, the tilt of the Earth's axis from varies from 19.5 to 24.5 degrees. And it's varying over a cycle. And there's the shape of the Earth's orbit varies. And at its max, it goes from nearly round to very elliptical. And it's the Earth is 11.5 million miles farther away from the sun at the maximum and on the ellipse. And also precession of the equinoxes, the direction that the axis of the Earth is pointing in space varies over time. There's a wobble in the Earth's axis, and that affects the climate too. And the combination of those three in their different cycles, one's a 100,000-year cycle, one's a 41,000-year cycle, and the other one's 11,000 or 22,000-year cycle. And those are what make climates change. And the climate at any latitude can be predicted mathematically by using the changes in those. And if somebody's really interested in real science, read those books, and you'll know that this nonsense about CO2 is just nonsense.
What do you think of the reading suggestions, Chris, that Dan's given us?
No, that's right. Plimer's book is excellent. And if you do want to just look at things that dwarf mankind's influence on the climate, and look, no, only the unicorn doesn't affect its ambient environment. But in terms of man-driving climate, no. This is all premised in CO2 having this enormous impact that reality proves it doesn't. Observations. Yes, the wobble, the eccentric axis, eccentric orbit, the wobble in the axis, the solar variability, all these things dwarf mankind. And that's very difficult for these anthropocentric individuals who are sure that man is the agent of doom, no matter what theory is, they embrace it and cling to it like grim death, insist on believing.
Now, they love the doom. Here's another example of it I want you to respond to. The report echoes an earlier UN climate science panel that said if greenhouse gases continue to rise, the world is looking at another about 6 or 7 degrees Fahrenheit of warming by 2100 instead of the international goal of not allowing temperatures to rise more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit. The difference between those two outcomes, Princeton's Oppenheimer says, is the difference between driving on an icy road at 30 miles an hour versus 90 miles an hour. It's risky at 30, but deadly at 90. They just love the language in this thing. To scare the living daylights out of folks here.
The Barbara Streisand Chair of Environmental Studies at Princeton, Oppenheimer, who's also an activist with one of the groups, I think it's NRDC, he's been touting gloom and doom for a while. Look, there's nothing to support. It's less than a theory. It's less than a hypothesis because reality has, the we must act now thing didn't work. And so we've compared their projections with models, and look, they're wrong. And we know why they're wrong. They're saying CO2 has this magical effect, and it doesn't. And so to claim the 6 degrees, look, anything could happen, but you're just throwing darts right now. Your theory has been proved wrong by observations. Remember, you can't validate these models except by waiting and watching, and we did, and they're wrong. If you've got an argument, make it. But stop just running around with your hair on fire, waving your arms.
All right, final comment from a caller that came in during our last break. We'll play that for you and let you go, Chris.
the global warming issue. Did you catch that on the news last night when they announced this thing, this announcement about global warming? They said the debate, the argument is over. That means they get to frame the argument. They've framed the argument. The debate's over. Well, no, it's not, but that's their tactics. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a popular tool of the left, too, isn't it? Just to deem the argument done.
Right. It beats having it because you can't win it. And when you realize you can't win it, you deem the legislation passed, you deem the argument over. They've been saying that for an awfully long time. And have you realized it's like saying, well, it's the law of the land, and then constantly changing it? The argument's over, and they're constantly changing their theory and reasons why, and the dog ate my warming, and so on. Which time are you lying? It's settled, or you're going to constantly revise it to try to scramble to make up for reality. They don't withstand scrutiny very well, which brings you back to that's why they're always saying we must act now. Look over your shoulder, no time to discuss, details to follow. It's usually because this thing won't withstand scrutiny very well.
Fascinating. Well, appreciate your good work on this and walking us through the report. Obviously, a lot of interest from our listeners. A bunch of comments on this report on our Facebook page, too, if you want to keep this debate going. Christopher Horner, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Two other good books for your reading list, other than the ones the caller from Kindred suggested as well. The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Environmentalism and Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Chris Horner, our guest on What's on Your Mind, answering all of your questions about global warming. You know, it comes up from time to time, but we don't really get a chance to get under the hood much. And obviously, with the new UN report, it gave us an opportunity to get beyond this. I tell you, Todd, more than anything, what is chilling to me is to see how, I mean, what Chris gave us was a pretty the actual report, okay? But you don't get that context in the vast majority of the reporting that's out there. You get a big headline that says global warming dials up our risks and all these alarmist things about, catastrophic this and spiraling out of control that and, all the doom and gloom without any context. And a report comes out from the UN, and it leads to all kinds of news stories suggesting all these bad things are going to happen. And I think, boy, oh, boy. Take global warming out of it. Take, health care. Take the economy. Take anything. I tend to look at everything that's reported on very differently once I realize how these stories are treated. Does that make any sense?
Makes sense.
You know, you just, I'm looking at everything a little more suspiciously because I know, okay, in this case, a UN report leads to an AP, report and all this news coverage that really very easily can be debunked, for crying out loud. So it's a long way of saying be careful. Be careful what you read and look for context. Here's another call to
come in. Just one thing to say. If these guys were around during the Ice Age dinosaurs, would they be trying to save the ice back then? Just curious. Thanks, Mike.
These guys are around during the Ice Age. Would they be trying to save the ice back then? I think it's didn't have the best connection with that caller, but I think that's what he was trying to say. And I think that kind of goes to Chris's point of the utopia that they're looking for. It's fantasy is what it is. But I love his way of arguing, and thanks, Dan, from Dickinson for asking the question, because you're better off just conceding all of their viewpoints of the science and say, well, what do you do to fix it? And that's where you really stop and say, look, it is what it is. Bottom line, especially how other countries are affecting this a lot more than we are. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan, the manager, is on the phone. And, Megan, I understand you have some brand new hours for spring. Tell us.
Yep. Starting April 6th, we will be running 24/7.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Any need to call for an appointment or just come on in?
Nope. It's first come, first serve. So just head on in and just feel free to call us, though, for wait times.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Why do farmers do what they do? You ask the questions and we get you answers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, who bring you today's broadcast. NDFB.org is their website, bringing egg home. You can get all kinds of great discounts and lots of things to find out about everything they have to offer at ndfb.org, and also submit questions asking us why farmers do what they do. And question that came in here last week, why do ranchers have so much hay and forage stacked up in fields on their farms? We didn't know. So we said, hey, let's find a rancher. We found Ken from Shields. So, Ken, tell us, why do ranchers have so much hay and forage in their fields and on their farms?
Three reasons why you see a lot of hay sitting around this year is, number one, last year, was a fairly good year for hay production in the state, so that contributed to it. Another reason is, I know in my area, we went through 7 years of drought here from 2001 through 2007. I think producers still have that in the back of their minds, and I think they're a little more diligent about putting up as much hay as possible. Another reason why you see a lot of it still out is I know the winter moved in quite early, and the harvest was late. Moving hay got kind of put on the back burner, and with the cold winter and some areas had a lot of snow, it just made it difficult to get it in. So I think those are the three major factors of why we see so much hay in the fields and even in the farmyards this year.
All right, good answer. Thanks, Ken. Ken from Shields on why farmers do what they do. Your questions are welcome. Again, go to ndfb.org. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love to get your answers here. Ask your questions of why farmers do what they do. Brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Online at ndfb.org. By the way, we'll be broadcasting live Thursday from High Plains Apache in Mandan, right across the road from Bonanza. You know, High Plains Apache is among the first Apache sprayer dealers to open the ET Ag Centers, which is a great concept and offers Apache sales and service, application training, on-site retail store, more than 50,000 sprayer parts, everything from spray tips to pumps to hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And with the added ET Ag Center now, they can offer you parts that fit every brand of sprayers, not just Apache sprayers. Come on in and find out what we're talking about. We'll be there Thursday, broadcasting live with What's on Your Mind. A spray clinic will happen from 10 until 2, and you can see this concept up close. Reps will be on hand to visit with the growers, and you can see the latest model of the Apache sprayers as well. Right across the road from Bonanza, and be sure and like them on Facebook for all the details as well. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Find them online at highplainsapache.com. And they are, again, in Mandan at 1701 Eastside Court, across the road from Bonanza and in Fargo, too. Todd, I have an actual book suggestion for you, courtesy of the USDA. We talked earlier about how the USDA has given us some wonderful advice, suggesting that we read government bedtime stories to encourage healthy eating, and that hugs are much better than sweet treats. I know you especially appreciated that one, right? So get ready.
Wait a minute. Can one really replace the other? It's an apples and oranges thing. You need both.
I love the mandates in this, too. Show your grandchild games, activity sheets, and other fun ways to learn about good nutrition at My Plate Kids Place. For a bedtime story, read The Two Bite Club.
The Two Bite Club?
Yes, it is available in English and Spanish. It is a USDA.
I'll take the English one, thank you.
Okay, it's a USDA educational storybook about a family of cats that uses government charts to determine its food intake. What a lovely story. Any bedtime story that includes government charts, you got to love, don't you?
And a family of cats. All right, I'm going to go out and buy this just because.
The story should be free because they got a lot of money in their budget, I see here. The story encourages children to try two bites of foods in the USDA's My Plate Food Diagram. After trying broccoli, yellow apples, low-fat yogurt, and hard-cooked eggs, the children in the story get certificates of participation. I am so proud of myself. I tried some new foods, really? And I learned about My Plate, a cat says at the end of the story.
Are you going to go home and print up certificates for your kids now?
I am. I'm so excited I can't even begin to tell you. I'm just glad to know an actual book exists. But by the way, this is all courtesy of the USDA Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion. And you'll be happy to know they get about $8.7 million in the last budget year to do all this stuff. So it allows
them to put a Bite Me sticker in the back of my Cadillac and spray paint twice on right after it. And
what is the $8.7 million buy you, rather? It allows their office to enhance cutting-edge web-based systems designed to empower consumers and foster behavioral changes toward positive dietary practices.
Feel better now?
Basically, pay somebody to sit in a cubicle and write this nonsense. Great debate weighing in on our Facebook page on this. And by the way, I have a movie suggestion. Since we have book suggestions, also a movie suggestion from a listener. Becky sends a note. Scott, have you seen the movie God's Not Dead? I've gone twice now. It's that good. I told my mom I can't remember the last time I was in a theater and the people in attendance clapped. Unbelievable. I saw it in Wisconsin with a friend, saw the 4:30 show sold out along with the one following. Our son Wes saw it in Rapid City with some college friends. Their show and the one previous sold out. I took our four other children Sunday afternoon to it in Brookings, South Dakota. Excellent movie about Christianity. The weekend before last, their website said it was in 700 theaters nationwide. But then when I was looking at the site this last weekend, it said it expanded over 1,100 theaters. People are starving for this. All right, God's Not Dead is that movie. I've, as much as that sounds like a good review of that movie, I've heard a lot of bad about Noah. So just passing that along to end the program today. Gosh almighty, we're out of time. Congressman Kramer tomorrow, Senator Heidi Heitkamp Thursday. We'll do it all over again and welcome your calls 24-7 at 855-200-1776. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.